Surely the Telamonian had retainers, many and courageous countrymen who took his shield when weariness came on him and sweat ran down his knees. No Locrians backed up the other Ajax, Aurelius's son. They could not have sustained close-order combat, having no helms of bronze with horsehair crests, no round shields and no spears of ash. In fact, when they took ship together for Ilion, they put their faith in bows and braided sheep's wool slings with which they broke the Trojan lines by pelting volleys. Now the men in armor fought with Trojans in the front lines, fought with Hector hand to hand, but in the rear the bowmen shot, being safely out of range, and Trojans lost their appetite for battle as arrows drove them in retreat. At this, they might have left the ships and the encampment wretchedly to return to windy Troy, had not Polydamas moved close to Hector, saying, "You are a hard man to persuade. Zeus gave you mastery in arms. Therefore you think to excel in strategy as well. And yet you cannot have all gifts at once. Heaven gives one man skill in arms, another skill in dancing, and a third man skill at gittern, harp, and song. But the Lord Zeus, who views the wide world, has instilled clear thought in yet another. By his aid men flourish, and there are many he can save. He knows better than any what his gift is worth. Let me tell you the best thing as I see it. Now everywhere around you in a ring the battle rages. Ever since the Trojans crossed the wall, some have hung back, though armed, while others do the fighting, and these few, outnumbered, are dispersed along the ships. Give way. Call all our captains back. We'll test their plans of action, every one. Shall we attack the deep-sea ships? Can we assume God wills to grant the day to us? And could we retire from the ships without a slaughter? As for me, I fear the Achaeans may still pay the debt they owe for yesterday, as long as the man we know, famished for battle, lingers on the beachhead. I doubt he'll keep from fighting any longer." This wariness won Hector's nod. At once down from his chariot he swung to earth, with all his weapons, and commanded swiftly, "Polydamas, it is up to you to call and hold our captains while I take on the battle over there. I will come back as soon as I have made my orders clear to them." And towering like a snow peak, off he went with a raucous cry, traversing on the run Trojans and allied troops. Their officers collected near Polydamas on hearing new commands from Hector.